Gittin Perik Dalad Mishnah Hay. Misha Chetzio Eved Bechetzio Ben Chorin. Person that was half of an Eved and half of Ben Chorin. How is that possible? So Rav gives two examples that the Gemara brings. One is an Eved from two Shutfin, and one of the Shutfin, one of the partners, freed him. So since one of the partners only owned half of him, so he's a half slave and a half a free man. Inami. The other example is that one person owned him, but he received half of the money of his value, and with that money he freed half of him. He let him go free. So he was only half of a Ben Chorin. So what does he do? Ovid es rabo yom echad v'es atzmo yom echad. Divrei Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel says that he switches off, because the issue is he can't work like on the same day for both himself and his master, because Lamaiso, since he's always going to also be working for himself, he's not going to be fully working for his master that day, and his master is going to lose out. So therefore, Beis Hillel holds that what he should do is he should work one day completely for his master, and then the next day he's free. This way he doesn't slack off. Amulo Beshamai Takantim is Rabov is Atzmoloi Takantim. Very nice. He had a great takana that his master shouldn't lose out. But what about this half-slave? He's in a bad matzah. Why? Lise Shivcha Yefshar. He can't marry a Shivcha Knanis. Why? Shekfar Chetzio Ben Chorin. Because now half of him is a Ben Chorin, which is only fitting to marry a Jew and not a Shivcha Knanis. And on the other tzad, Bas Chorin Yefshar, but he also can't marry a regular Bas Chorin, Shekfar Chetzio Eved. Because half of him is still an Eved. Yibato, so what are you going to say? So he's not going to marry anybody. He's not going to be with anybody. Valolo nivra olam ala piriya virivya. Isn't the world just created for piriya virivya? Shenamar loisoyu vera l'shevas yitzra. As the pasuk says in Yeshaya, that Hashem didn't just create the world that it should just be tohu. Rather, it was created for people to inhabit the world. Taisus goes into why the Mishnah doesn't bring pru or vu. Taisus gives a few reasons. One is because he's an onus. It's not his fault. So you can't force him to do the mitzvah of pruvu. The other reason is the din of pruvu is not a din that's shayach to an eved. Just like an eved is always similar to an isha, and since an isha is not mitzvah and pruvu, an eved's not mitzvah and pruvu. Only his tzad of cheres is mitzvah and pruvu. That's why we brought the pasuk in Yeshaya. Therefore, elam pnei tikkun olam kofenes rabba v'osan oso v'osa oso ben chorin. We force the master to make the slave free. And the Eved now writes a shtar on half of his value that he now will owe the master that freed him. Because he's getting a freebie by being freed. No pun intended. So he's eventually going to have to pay back the master. But now, by freeing the Eved, he now becomes a full-fledged Jew and he can marry Yisraelis. And Beis Hillel retracted, they now held like Beis Shammai.